It is 10:32. The wrecking ball is swinging, well, very slowly, but indeed it is chipping away at the famous Leaning Tower of Dallas off 75, just north of downtown. KRLD's Alan Skaya joins us live now from the site of the Leaning Tower with an update. Alan.
Yeah, and that wrecking ball, it started swinging about an hour ago. The developer says they are going to finish demolition today, but people who've come out here to watch, they're wondering if these construction crews have to pick up the pace. The wrecking ball's been swinging at the very top of the building. This is the part of the building that held the elevator shaft, so it's the most secure area. But the wrecking ball has just been swinging at the very top. And demolition should wrap up today. People are gathered in the field next to the building. That's an area where police had warned people not to go. There are signs up to say no trespassing here, but people filled that field taking pictures. They're all still looking at video. Some of them, though, they're wondering if the developer is going to stay on schedule today. Police have been ticketing people who are double parked or parked illegally out here along the 75 frontage road or on some of the side streets. Live in Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Alan, thanks so much. Quite the scene in Uptown Dallas.
The Leaning Tower, not going down easily. It's 11:03. We're at 56 degrees. Good morning. I'm Chris Summer, and we continue to follow this story. The wrecking ball has been swinging for more than an hour, but the Leaning Tower of Dallas, still standing. KRLD's Alan Skaya is standing live near the corner of 75 and Haskell and watching it all. Alan.
Yeah, that's right. And people started lining up out here before dawn, but now they're starting to question whether the developer will finish today. One man came out here with his toddler expecting a good show, but even an hour later, he's wondering why the wrecking ball just keeps hitting the very top of the building.
A little underwhelming that it seems that the only thing they're capable of doing is knocking off paint.
People are still standing in the field next to the building, though. They're lined up outside the fence around the outside. Every few seconds, you hear the clank of the wrecking ball hitting the building. The developer has said demolition will be finished today. And there are signs outside saying no trespassing around the field. But people are there with cameras, and Dallas police, they have been out today ticketing people along the street. They had warned people not to park on the frontage road. They're ticketing people on the frontage road and people who are double parked on some of these side streets. Live in Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Alan, thanks for the update, and you can see this all unfolding live. We are streaming it on our website at KRLD.com. It is a tower that is both leaning and stubborn. It's the top story at 12:03. We have 59 degrees as your news continues. I'm Chris Summer, and the wrecking ball continues to swing outside the building that would not come down in last weekend's implosion. KRLD's Alan Skaya joins us live from outside that building near 75 and Haskell. Alan?
Chris, they started about 9:30 this morning with the wrecking ball hacking away at the top floors of this building. The developer said demolition would only take a few hours and crews are moving down. But even now, only a couple floors at the top have been knocked in and only at one corner of the building. People started staking out their spots on the sidewalk before dawn this morning.
I thought, hey, that'd be a good shot juxtaposed against all the modern stuff around here, you know, getting rid of the old and bringing in the new, you know. So just thought I'd stop and take a picture.
Photographer, videographer, I love it. Like, it's new work in Dallas for me, you know, like the Leaning Tower pieces.
People are parked on the streets around the building. Dallas police warn people not to stop on the 75 frontage road, and they have been ticketing people who park there or who double park on the side streets. Chris?
Alan, we have been watching this out the window. We're just up 75 in the intercom tower. We've been watching it as well this morning. And I'll just ask you, are people out there, observers, wondering, is the wrecking ball big enough?
Yeah, that's one of the things we've heard from several people saying, you know, they sort of thought that when the wrecking ball started lifting up in the crane, they thought they were going to connect it. It had a hook on the bottom, so they just sort of thought they would connect it to a larger ball at the bottom. But people are saying that, yeah, we sort of thought this was going to be a bigger ball. If they wanted to get this done, they wanted to get this done by noon, that they would have used a bigger wrecking ball. And so people here, they're wondering now if everything is going according to plan, because already the implosion did not go according to plan.
Alan, thanks, and the saga continues. By the way, we are streaming that effort live from the Leaning Tower of Dallas on our website at krld.com.